Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What's wrong with cheating as long as you don't get caught? While most people would publicly denounce the practice, the majority of people, actually about two-thirds, practice some form of cheating, says a leading authority on human behavior. It's the getting caught that becomes embarrassing. Especially prevalent is the practice of deception by college students, according to the world's largest private nonprofit educational testing and assessment organization. The Educational Testing Service indicates that while about 20% of college students admitted to cheating in high school during the 1940s, today between 75 and 98% of college students surveyed each year report having cheated in high school. So widespread has become the practice in some universities that the student who fails to take advantage of test questions, which are circulated in dorms or frat houses, is considered really handicapped. But then, doesn't everybody do it? College students cheat on their exams. Husbands cheat on their wives. Wives stash money away, which their husbands think went for household expenses. Everybody's doing it. But woe to the individual who gets caught. It's getting caught that is sticky and embarrassing. Bill Sneed is an example. When he was one of a group of men expelled from a service academy in a cheating scandal, he told a reporter, "The other 108 cadets are no more honorable than their fellow man. I'm reserving judgment on myself, but I'm not sure I wouldn't do it again." I couldn't help but be reminded of Jack Griffin's article entitled, "It's Okay, Son, Everybody Does It." He wrote, when Johnny was six, he was with his father when they were caught speeding. His father handed the officer some money with a driver's license. "It's okay, son," his father said as they drove off. "Everybody does it." When he was eight, he was permitted at a family council presided over by Uncle George on the surest means to shave points off the income tax return. "It's okay, kid," his uncle said. "Everybody does it." When he was 12, he broke his glasses on the way to school. His Aunt Francine persuaded the insurance company that they had been stolen, and they collected the money for them. When he was 15, he made right guard on the football team. His coach showed him how to block and at the same time reach around and grab the opposing end of the shirt so the official couldn't see it. "It's okay, kid," the manager said. "Everybody does it." When he was 16, he took his first summer job at a big market. His assignment was to put the overripe tomatoes in the bottom of the boxes, the good ones on the top where they would be seen. "It's okay, kid," the manager said. "Everybody does it." When he was 18, Johnny and a neighbor applied for a college scholarship. Johnny was a marginal student. His neighbor was in the upper 3% of his class, but he couldn't play right guard. Johnny got the scholarship. "It's okay," they told him. "All schools do this sort of thing." When he was 19, he was approached by an upperclassman who offered test answers for a small amount of money. "It's okay," he said. "Everybody does this sort of thing." Well, Johnny got caught and was sent home in disgrace. "How could you do this to your mom and me?" his dad said. "You never learned anything like this in this home. If there's one thing the world can't stand, it's a kid who cheats."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.